By now, you might have heard about the Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC's reformed sub-franchise system, which took effect on April 1. This is part of measures to ensure a centrally controlled, properly managed, and disciplined transport system within the Kingston Metropolitan Region, the KMTR. With the new system in place, a number of changes have been implemented. These include a new ticketing system, color coding of sub-franchise buses to yellow, and the JUTC reclaiming several of its old routes. These are routes 3, 17 Express, 19A, 31A, 32, and 42. With these changes, franchisees are now expected to operate only on routes for which they have been granted a license.
They will now have to travel on their designated route. Once they are taking any shortcut, their buses are going to be impounded and they are going to be taken to court, and the passengers are going to be transferred to other buses.
Head of the Franchise Protection Department at the JUTC, Radcliffe Lewis. With the implementation of the reformed sub-franchise system, rural buses will no longer be able to pick up passengers in the corporate area.
Rural buses, this is a warning to rural buses. Rural buses will no longer be able to pick up and to discharge passengers in the corporate area anymore, and I'm going to explain. Once you are coming in from the rural area and once you reach Spanish Town, you only can sit down, but straight into Kingston, no picking up. You have to sit down straight in. The only time you can pick up is when you reach your destination and ready to go back where you're coming from. You can pick up and move out.
Mr. Lewis says a transport police division is to be formed to monitor the takeover of the sub-franchise routes by the JUTC. There are certain key elements to the reform process within the KMTR.
One, all the crews will now have to be properly uniformed. They have to operate in accordance with the Transport Authority Act and the Road Traffic Act. They have to adhere to the full route descriptions that they are given to. In addition, we have had mechanical reports from the ITA because we expect the units to be in good conditions. And apart from the color coding, every single unit must now have a sub-franchise sticker, which is just like the regular license sticker that you would have on your vehicle, front and back.
Managing Director of the JUTC, Colin Campbell. He says the sticker will contain the JUTC logo, a control number, and the valid year.
The control number is very important because you'll be able to look at any sub-franchise bus and know what number he is in the sub-franchise. So if it is bus number 002, you will know that it's in the sub-franchise. In addition, all the workers are being given a sub-franchise identification, which is very similar to the JUTC ID. It has just a little more yellow in it.
The driver's and conductor's ID will also contain a similar code number.
So if we go into a bus and see a driver wearing 001A and the bus is not coded 001A, then immediately we know something is wrong. And that is where the franchise protection and monitoring and inspection comes in.
Managing Director of the JUTC, Colin Campbell. Franchisees have until April 8 to regularize their buses, which includes color coding and making payments on the routes for which they were approved. For more information on the JUTC reformed sub-franchise system, visit jutc.com or call 749-4704.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the license, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness. Restore
the justice. Ah. Between the one to others, the one down to you. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less life, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less to life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.